All right, so the microphone's working now. All right, so this video, and I don't really like to talk about politics much because I think it's all a bunch of bullshit anyway, for you know, deeper reasons. That all, it always, it comes back to just humanity and greed, but I mean, that's just my own theory on it. I want to talk about Donald Trump and coronavirus because I think this is also a great thing to compare dealing with how you deal with how women deal with men and how students deal with teachers. And Donald Trump is pretty much in this position. Now, I'm going to start off by saying this. I was never a fan of Donald Trump running for president. I was never a fan of it. And it's not for like petty bullshit reasons. My reasons for never being a fan of his is the fact that just statistically based off of what he was in life, he had, my opinion is, he has absolutely zero awareness of reality because it's just what he was born as. He was born as a privileged, wealthy, English-speaking American white male with a name of power. So he has no realization of reality. If he can't just throw money at it or intimidate something because of his name, he doesn't know how to deal with it, okay? And I'm not mad at him for it. That's just my opinion on just what he is as a person. I'm not mad at him. I don't like hope he died or anything like that. See, that's where I tune out of, I guess, like the liberal side of it, because they want the motherfucker to die like in The Simpsons. They showed him in a casket and shit. Like, now I think that's fucked up. I don't want Donald Trump to die. I don't wish anything bad on him. But I also can just realize what he is. It's almost like the same different kind of the same but yet different scenario of like, would you want to hire, I don't know, like a child molester to raise kids? Like you just wouldn't do that, you know, unless there was some alternate force pushing you to, because his interest does not work in for that job's requirements. And it's the same thing with president. Like you have to be, there's a certain part of you that should be a philanthropist in some sense. And Trump has none of that. All right. It's just him. I'm not mad at him for it. It's just what he is. So I want to go into the coronavirus part. Now, I'm going to say this. I'm not a fan of Donald Trump. I never wanted to be president. I didn't vote for Hillary either. I didn't vote for Trump or Hillary. I voted for some dude I knew was going to lose. But I will say this. I do have a lot of respect for Trump for how he's dealing with it, because the reality of it is, my opinion, he doesn't know what the fuck is going to happen with this shit. I don't think anybody knows. Because if you watch how economies were collapsing around the world, to say it was some biological man-made shit, that's some old conspiracy theory bullshit. If you look at the total overall view of how virtually the entire world had to shut down for at least 30 days. And how much tourism money got fucked up, how much airports got fucked up out of this, customer service jobs, all these forms of income were fucked up. You see, so that leads me more to believe that nobody knows what the fuck is going on. And see, Trump is really in a bad spot with all this, because Donald Trump is in the same position as that teacher who's hated in college or high school. Or grade school, wherever, the teacher who's hated, all the students are sitting back and hoping that teacher forgets to bring in the notes, or hoping that teacher just collapses on themselves. They're just sitting around hoping for it now. And then this was the thing that secretly for all these people who hated Trump before, just like the students with the teacher, they're waiting for that one moment where like the teacher's wife leaves them or husband leaves her. They're waiting for that moment to watch them buckle so they can secretly get off to it. And I think it's fucked up, because the reality of it is, when you're in a position of president, you're in a position of man, of leader, right? Which is another reason why I say women are not built to be fucking presidents and shit. This is a role of leader, of president. And what does leader have to do above anything else? He has to keep his subordinates. He has to keep his students and his proteges there, everybody underneath him who's following his lead. He has to keep them comforted. You see what I'm saying? He has to keep them comforted and focused. That's what he has to do. Now, the reality of it is, Donald Trump's going around saying he's just saying anything that he thinks will keep, anything that will keep his confidence in line with keep his confidence in line with also keeping people somewhat comfortable. He'll say anything. Look, we got a cure. We found a cure last week. And we're going to say, oops, the cure didn't work. So it's going to be another week. You know, this is the type of shit you have to do as a leader in this position, this scenario. I think he's handling it quite well, to be honest with you. And I'm not even a fan of Trump. I never was a fan of Trump. I left the country when he became president. Okay, I'm not a fan of him. But I think he's doing a great job, given what he had to work with as a man. Okay, as a man, I think he's doing a great job. People, if Donald Trump were to go on that stage and say what he really thought about it, people would fucking, you think it's bad now. Like, if he was to go up and fold, just like I think Patrice O'Neal went to this talk about bitches. Like, every bitch secretly wants to watch her man fail. It's a shit test. Every bitch with a man, there is nothing she wants more secretly than to watch her man implode on himself from a shit test that she gave to him. And it's the same thing with children in sixth, seventh grade, university, what have you. It's the same thing. What would get their dicks hard the most is to watch that teacher implode on themselves from a shit test. That is what it is. And it's the same thing with Donald Trump. Any position of leadership, you're going to have that dynamic. No matter what you do for him, okay? No matter what you do for him, it's always going to be riling and exciting to watch the leader fall on his face and fail. Even in what movie was that? I think that was the first Spider-Man. They said in that movie, there is nothing more than the people want to see than a leader to fall and to die trying. And that's real shit. There is nothing followers want to do than to watch a leader fall or die trying. That's exactly what it is. And like I say, with Trump, he's dealing with this shit. Then this is a worldwide situation. The world is pretty much shut down and has to stay shut down for at least 30 days. It is the worst worldwide scenario that we've had in at least 100 years, where the world had to shut down. You see what I'm saying? And Trump, he doesn't know. It's the reality. I mean, I can acknowledge it. I don't like the motherfucker, but I can acknowledge the reality of the situation. He doesn't know what the fuck's going on. He doesn't have a degree in biotechnology. This motherfucker doesn't know anything about biology. Okay, so, right, you should already know, don't pay this motherfucker no attention when you go there talking. But people love to see leaders fall. They love to see leaders implode, cry, walk away with their tail between their legs. There is something about watching the leader fall is what arouses people. Like, we love to see that shit. We love to see it. That's partially why I thought, if you watch it in the Avengers movie, I thought Infinity War was great, because that was the first time we got to see In the Marvel Cinematic Universe, we got to see the leaders actually lose, and it was fucking great. And I didn't like Endgame, because they end up killing Thanos, which is ridiculous. But that's if you follow Marvel shit or not. That is probably the most interesting thing on the planet, is to watch leaders die trying in whatever context. Even if it's a notable death, it's still like that is going to turn heads all the time. And that's what people are secretly waiting for Trump. People are secretly wanting him to just collapse on himself. Even though, like I say, even though I don't care for him, I don't care. I never thought he should have been president. He never thought he would have became president. In interviews, he openly said it. He did not think he was going to win. Hillary Clinton did not think Donald Trump was going to win. Everybody thought Hillary was going to win. So I'm trying to make it clear. I was not a Donald Trump fan, but I know how to understand humans. Donald Trump still has a favorite color, okay? He still had a great day where he was on fire and everything he did. He had a day when he went miles for his own mother and father, when he cried because his mother and father made him mad or whatever. He's still a human. You see, even though I don't care for him, I even got a friend of mine brought some toilet paper over with him kissing. So you wipe his ass kissing. I thought it was funny because I've never seen anything like that in person. But I realized he is still a human. You see what I'm saying? He is not this all-knowing being. And I think that's another part where, like, Trump haters, like, they, it's like if they're going to seek out any little thing he does and jump on him for it. You see what I'm saying? Like, but like I said, I don't care for him, but I can acknowledge the reality. I don't jump on him for every little thing he might say or do wrong here or there, because sometimes it'd be taken out of context. It could be some anything, okay? It could be anything. Okay, like, for instance, my life. My life can be horrifically taken out of context for one or two things I've said, okay? And then people just start assuming things, okay? Because I've heard I was deployed in Iraq. I've heard I've killed people. I've heard that I'm retired military, which I'm not. I've gotten all kinds of stuff. My dad paid for my college. I've heard that. I know people think my dad is funding my life now, which he's not. And we talk about it and laugh all the time about it. you will never know the extent of how twisted people can be when you are like relatively successful to them, and how they'll morph shit and just start assuming things. I've done it. I've lived it. I've experienced it. I know it. So I know how quick people can automatically just assume things, and it's furthest from the right thing, or it's taken completely out of context, or was assumed as something else. You know, I've been victim of it. But anyway, back to the story. I think Donald Trump is doing a great fucking job with it, because he doesn't know what the fuck is going to happen. But he also knows people, the followers under him and the people who want to watch him fall, they think they want Donald Trump to be truthful about it. And this is where wisdom comes in and leadership. He knows this is what they think they want, but they really don't want that. It's like dealing with children. Like, they think they want to watch daddy cry in a corner because the kid is mad because he got punished. Like, the kid thinks he wants to see daddy do that, but the kid really doesn't want it. The kid doesn't realize how much the daddy means to him. And the kid will never really realize it, usually until like the dad dies or something like that. But that's the reality. When you're a leader, these are the parts you have to deal with when you're in positions of leadership. So Trump knows he has to go up there, and no matter what he says, he has to just own it. Even if he says some fucked up shit, and literally 5 minutes after he walked off that podium, he thought to himself, "Oh, I said that. God damn it." And like, he knows he said some fucked up shit from time to time. It's like, as I already, this is why I don't fault him for it, because like, I've been in these positions. I remember the first time I was in a role of power, right? I was working in a factory. We were making struts for Cadillacs and shit like that. And I was running this whole line. Now, on this line, there was 16 different spots where people would work at, you know, to keep the line going. Because I forget that. This was easily 15 years ago. And there was 16 people working, and I was the one who would walk around and make sure everything was, you know, working right. So I remember when I first got that position of power, I'm being honest with you, this is exactly what happened. I was young. I was 19, man. And it was filled. I think mostly everybody there was older, if not old enough to be my parents or probably even grandparents. So they did not respect me. They would respect me. They would leave to go for break early. They would come back late and just leave me. And so when they would leave, I would have to stay back and make sure the machine was running. And something would always go wrong at every position. You had to go there, fix it, and then get it running again. Right. You had to keep doing this. And what I did was, I never told on them one time. Every time they would leave for break early, I never told on them. They would come back 10, 15 minutes late after lunch. I never told on a single one of them. Never did. I just made sure the machine was running and just did what I did. I didn't tell. I didn't give them dirty looks. I didn't toss any attitude at them. I just did my job and made sure it was running and just kept moving. And guess what happened? After about a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks of it, it was like they realized, okay, yeah, Wendell's not telling on us. He's not doing anything fucked up. And I think they started realizing, like, even when they would go, they would just take way longer for lunch breaks and shit. I would just do my job and just keep it moving. And I tell you what happened, man. They all ended up falling in love with me. And, like, I was, like, the one everybody wanted to work with then after that. But I had to go through it. Because, like, when you're in a position of leadership, like, people naturally want to test you. You see, and if you don't fold underneath it, people will grow respect for you, okay? Even if they don't, even if sometimes they don't even realize they're growing respect for you, they're growing respect for you. They don't even know it in a lot of cases. And like in this case, this is a much smaller, you know, demographic I had to work with. And you know, given the scenario, but people, like, they will, as long as you stand by what you're owning in life, you will gain respect for one reason or another. Okay, you will do it. I remember I had this gay dude approach me, right? And he came to me and said he liked my style, and I said, "Oh, thank you." And then he like, and didn't make I didn't keep eye contact because I'm not trying to fuck a dude. So he just, you know, he picked up on and just, you know, walked away. And to be honest with you, I was impressed by his ability, by the courage in him to walk up to another dude, not knowing if the other dude's gay or not, and hitting on him in front of other motherfuckers. Like that, I admire that about the motherfucker. I mean, I'm not gay. I'm not trying to fuck him, but I admire it. This is the point I'm trying to make. When you stand by what you believe in and you stand by it, yeah, some people aren't going to. This is the dangerous part about doing this. If you've never done it before, is, yeah, some people, like, they're going to try to take you down. But then what you'll also find is other people will love something about you, and you'll never really know what it is. So don't even try to figure it out. But there's no matter what, once you break out that bubble of just kind of blending in with everybody, and then you really find yourself and become yourself, it's going to be extreme. Some people are going to love you, and people are going to hate you. So you got to learn to live with it. And back to Trump, I think Trump is doing a great job with the coronavirus, because this is something he could not have prepared for. This is something that no country could have prepared for, because the world had to shut down for a month at minimum. Every country did. So he's a president of the United States. So he's president of one of the most powerful countries on the planet. So he's going to be watched like a hawk. I think he's, given what he had to come in on with just being Donald Trump and everybody thought he was a joke from the start, I think he's doing a great and like with the Czech president, Babiš, I don't know what's fucking Babiš Namdek or some shit like that. When I talk to Czech people, we have like a joke, like we have the same president, because the president here is like the Czech version of Donald Trump. He's like, you know, 75 years old. He has a fucking ex-model wife. You got long blonde hair, you know, she's a bimbo. It's the same shit, you know. But I think he's doing a good job. Like Czech Republic, we got shut down quick, and we had to wear the PPE shit early. Like, see, because in America, y'all are just, if you're in America and you're watching this, you guys are just going through like all the dread. You guys haven't really made it. You guys haven't made it out the dread yet. Here in Czech Republic, we've made it out the dread to where people are just starting to sit out at parks now and blah, blah, blah. Like after we really respected it when it first came here. And now people are finally letting off or letting go. Where Americans, I heard, like, they weren't, like, you motherfuckers weren't taking it serious. And then all of a sudden all those deaths started rolling in because you weren't taking it serious. And we're hitting record numbers because people were still going to spring break. People were still going to fucking Louisiana, Mardi Gras and shit. Nobody was taking it serious. And like clockwork, just like the UK, 10 days later, record numbers came out because they weren't taking it serious. Now I think the message kind of got through. I'm not in America now, but I talked to people back home. And I think it's being taken much more seriously now. So, but in America, you guys are still going through that dread, like that uncertainty dread part. Where in Czech Republic here, within the next few days, they even said that they're going to start opening street markets with selling, you know, fruits and shit on the street. They're going to open that up pretty soon. Like, they're starting to, like, people just got tired of living in dread. On top of, like, people got used to, you know, not mingling in bars and brothels like they were before. So we got out of it much quicker. And I think, like, and I got to say, the president, I think he did a great fucking job with it. I think he did a great job. There's a total of 5,000 cases. And I think out of those 5,000 confirmed cases, I think it was like maybe between 300 to 500 actually died. And I remember when the first few started rolling out that was dying, they were like, you know, 95. They, you know, had asthma already, shit like that. They were already fucked up, like bad asthma, not like, you know, basic asthma. But yeah. But anyway, back to the original topic, man. I think Donald Trump, I think the world is doing a pretty good job. Now, the UK, this is a quick ramble on the UK. The UK tried to muscle through it. And see, the UK is in a really weird spot with everything on the world. because the UK is like is really smack dab in the middle, because they know this Eastern Europe, Central Europe should exist, but they still have that superiority complex of the United States. So they're really like, in some cases, they could be even more brave than Americans. And with the coronavirus, this is a perfect example, because in the UK, I don't know if you may be in the UK watching this, but what I was getting from the news and what I was getting from my friends who I'm friends with on Facebook, and they were sending shit on Facebook. So, I mean, I don't know. I wasn't in the UK, but what I was gathering from the news was that the UK really tried to just muscle through it. They just said, look, we'll just do herd immunity, and whoever's going to die is going to die, whatever the fuck, right? And like clockwork, like in America, what happened when they tried to ignore it for them first 10 days? 10 days later, those record number deaths started rolling in. And then they, and then the UK said, no, we ain't that gang. So it's time to shut down the bars, shut down everything. And then what even made it worse was the prime minister got that shit. That's what made it worse. And that's I think that's what really started waking up at least some of the population there. Like I said, I'm not there, but this is just what I'm speculating from the news. So if you're in the UK, definitely educate me on it, because I'm definitely open to I'm definitely open to be enlightened by anything. But yeah, that's my video.